Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first official Hashtag Finance Master show on LinkedIn Live. It's been 5 years since I was first live on LinkedIn with video. Different times, different days back then. Today, it's different. We've just switched from LinkedIn Audio to LinkedIn Live to bring you a whole new experience. And I'm so excited to be here today and to see all of you here and hopefully getting a chance to engage with you, answer all your questions, and just dive into some very interesting finance topics. Today's topic is about breaking down the silos in the finance function. We want to talk about collaboration between finance and different departments. And we are doing that in our series, Top 10 Priorities for CFOs in 2024. And this is the last priority for CFOs to collaborate better with other departments. So let's get to it. And I just want to start by giving out a shout to Jedox. They have sponsored today's show. And in the article from last week, you can find links to ebooks and other resources that will help you collaborate better with other departments. When you ask business leaders for feedback on your finance function, you will often hear the brutal truth. I've been part of many such exercises, and one quote has stuck with me over the years. Finance is largely a faceless organization where we never know whom we are interacting with or what service we can expect. What a reality check for the finance function. To some extent, though, we shouldn't be surprised by such feedback. With offshoring and outsourcing, digitalization, automation, many finance processes are now run by people or bots far away from the business. That's not conducive to collaboration. And while efficiency and cost levels may have improved, cross-functional collaboration has suffered equally. It's been a consistent trend in the past 2 decades, with an overly focus on the cost of finance to revenue as one of the key metrics CFOs were eyeing. If we all focus on efficiency, we will undoubtedly end up as a faceless organization. If efficiency is the yin of finance, then effectiveness is the yang. We can't just be cheap. We also need to be good. And good means adding more value to the organization than the cost of finance itself. It means producing high-quality numbers and using them to drive better decision-making. Using the numbers is much more than making self-service dashboards available and sending reports through email across the organization. It means that we must collaborate with other functions, build strong relationships with them, and influence their decision-making. This has been a high-level topic for the past 2 decades, but we've seen less progress on the effectiveness agenda than efficiency. And for that reason exactly, we made cross-functional collaboration and top 10 priority for CFOs in 2024. In today's show, we will uncover different frameworks and approaches that finance teams can use to boost collaboration with other functions. Whatever their current opinion of finance, we see an open door in each invitation to come and contribute to driving the business. Business leaders want to make the best possible decisions. So why wouldn't they want finance help? I'm yet to meet that business leader who doesn't want our help. All right, it starts by becoming customer-centric. We often ask finance teams if they're customer-centric or finance-centric. Customer-centric in this case means their internal customers, such as sales, marketing, operations. Unsurprisingly, the majority say they're finance-centric. That means they focus on their deliverables and deadlines and are often frustrated by the lack of quality input they receive from the business. They are almost pointing fingers at everyone else. Here, it's vital to remind finance professionals that they're not the center of attention in a company. It wouldn't even be enjoyable if that was the case. In companies where finance is at the center, it often means the company is going and going constant trouble. Instead, we should focus on our stakeholders' key priorities. That is where we should focus all our energy and skill on helping them be successful. That's because if they win, the company wins. And if do so, also in due part to our help, we win too. To structure your efforts, we recommend the NASA framework. And no, this is not the National Space Agency. NASA stands for Needs Acceptance Solution Acceptance. It's actually a model for sales, but a lot of sales, it's also about building relationships. Let's break it down. Needs. What are the key three priorities that business leaders you could support are currently working on? If you don't know, you should book a meeting with all relevant stakeholders to get an understanding. You can start the meeting or state in the invitation that the only purpose with the meeting is to help them be successful. That will kind of demystify the meeting a little bit and maybe lower the potential tensions. You know, in the business leaders, if someone from finance book a meeting with them, they're like, I'm not sure I want to have the meeting, right? So let's make it a nice experience for them. Let's make them know we're just there to help them. Acceptance. You must gain acceptance in the meeting for your understanding of their needs. Communication is not easy. Hence, there's a real risk that you and your stakeholder leave the meeting thinking you're aligned, but you're not. It would be a shame to discover this when you present the solution later on. The best way to ensure acceptance is through active listening and repeating your understanding of the priorities. Solution. When you agree on priorities on where to start work, you develop solutions that can help your stakeholders' challenges. Rarely will you do this alone and without checking in with your stakeholders along the way. Often, you work with the team members from the stakeholders' department and book specific touch points with the stakeholder when reaching key milestones. Time for acceptance again. Finally, you need to present the solution. The solution shouldn't catch the stakeholder by surprise. You wouldn't expect violent disagreement with your recommendation at this point. If you do, you've certainly missed the opportunity to check in with your stakeholders. Still, it's a good idea to present alternatives to your recommendation for important decisions. This qualifies your recommendation and shows the stakeholder that you have considered the issue from multiple angles. You can move on to the following priority when a solution is accepted and implemented successfully. And when we say successfully, we mean you're actually getting the results that you want. This makes the framework repeatable and ensures you continuously deliver results and create value. However, you may need an overall stakeholder mapping before initiating the NASA framework. Highlight all main stakeholders within your scope and rank them based on their importance, strength of relationship, and current satisfaction level. This exercise will help you prioritize the right stakeholders. Now, before we move on, I have a question for you. How strong is finance collaboration with other functions in your company? Or perhaps paraphrased, how strong is your collaboration with other business leaders in your company? Okay, so now we know the needs, we have acceptance for those needs, we've built a solution, presented it, we've implemented it, we're repeating the process, and we know our stakeholder landscape. Now we need to broaden our thinking a little bit more. We need to take a holistic view of the value chain. It's important to note that it's not a one-person job to succeed in having successful stakeholder collaborations. In the finance function, multiple teams like accounting, business finance, and FP&A drive value with various business stakeholders. When developing solutions for your primary stakeholders, you must take a holistic view of your value chain. A helpful framework for doing this is SIPOC. SIPOC stands for Supplier, Input, Process, Output, Customer. This elegantly highlights everything that needs to be considered before presenting a solution to the customer. Let's break that down too. Supplier, the people and systems that provide the necessary information for financial analysis or modeling. Key questions to consider: who provides the needed input? Do we use internal or external sources? And where's the data located, like ERP system or database or something like that? Input, the information or data from the suppliers needed to complete the required calculations and computations during the solution phase. And of course, it can be also be qualitative data, right? So it might not feed into a financial model. It can be interview data that you need to synthesize to get some conclusions. Key questions to ask: what data or information do we need to complete the analysis? Is it quantitative or qualitative data? And for what time series? Process, the analytical steps and activities needed to transform inputs into outputs, insights, and recommendations to develop the solution. Key questions: who will be the effective parties of the solution? How can we best involve them in designing the solution? When should we check in with the main stakeholders to update them on their process? Output: the process produces the desired insight and recommendation, which are then delivered to relevant business stakeholders? Key questions. What is the best way to present the findings? Do we present tables or charts, or what is the key takeaway and our recommendation? And I think the last one is critical, because we often just present information, but forget about key messages and a recommendation. And in doing so, we fail to move the conversation along. Finally, customers, the receivers of the outputs of the process, be it business stakeholders, who will rely on the output for improved decision-making. Key questions, who is receiving the output? What is their ability to decode the findings? And what do they need to make informed decisions? Of course, SIPOC is not unique to finance. It can be used in any kind of process that you're looking at. But combining that with NASA gives you an extremely strong framework for consistently delivering value to your stakeholders. And it may seem daunting to consider all this, to develop the right solutions for your stakeholders, and even to take a customer-centric approach in the first place. However, this is how finance gets a seat at the table, comes involved in decision-making at the right time, and makes a difference between ensuring compliance with rules and regulations and controlling outputs across the company and actually being involved in decision-making. And I think it's the last bit we want. Before proceeding and maybe also checking in with some of the comments, I have another question for you. Does finance have a seat at the table, and do you get involved in decision-making at the right time in your company? Let us know in the comments. And so we have one LinkedIn user said it could be better in terms of the stakeholder relationships. We have Ivy here saying upfront expectations are critical, but unclear takeaways from stakeholder meetings create significant issues and roadblocks, hindering the success. And this is exactly why we need to have acceptance in the meeting before we go out and start to develop a solution. Because, as I said, communication is difficult. So it's our job to help the stakeholders communicate in a way that's clear. Maybe they say one thing, but they meant another thing. Maybe they say the right thing, but we don't understand it. There's so many things that can go wrong. So it's your job as the finance professional to confirm with them and say, okay, so we agree that fixing the sales pipeline is the critical priority right now. And we're going to do so by looking at these specific customer segments with these specific products. Is that what we have agreed now? Stakeholder says, yes. Okay, now you can go out and actually start developing that solution. We have Quay here saying finding correct language to translate findings is important, and it only happens through collaboration. And the point about language is so, so important, right? We often talk about finance professionals needing to speak a language that business leaders understand. And it sounds like something that should be so simple, but we all know that it's not. We all know that it's not always easy to understand our financial lingo, and it's on us to translate to a language that they understand. And then you might say, well, shouldn't they then translate into a language that we understand? Maybe in the beginning of a relationship, you can ask those questions to get that understanding. But over time, it's your responsibility to develop the business acumen, to build on top of the answers and insights you get from your stakeholders, to be able to understand their language and adapt your own. So, as I said, it may seem daunting to get started. There's a simple approach that I'd like you to follow. It's easy to start the process. Just do like this when you join a new company. However, most of you are working in a company now and may wonder how you can get started. But it is actually pretty simple. Here's a 6-step process. Number one, identify your main stakeholders. We talked about that early on, right? Who are they? Rank them. Go and figure out their priorities. Number two, prioritize them using importance, strength of relationship, and current satisfaction level. Number three, book a meeting or a lunch or coffee, whatever it might be, with your three most important stakeholders. Number four, at the meeting, state your intentions. You're there to help them be successful. Number five, ask them how business is going and what are the key priorities. You may think that's a silly question to ask, but you know what? We all like to talk about the work that we do. And if someone shows interest in it, hallelujah, isn't that great? So they will talk for as long as the meeting goes on. But before the meeting ends, or the lunch, or the intro, get your acceptance for your understanding of their key priorities, right? Perhaps you can even suggest ways to help solve their challenges. utilize the remaining parts of the NASA and SciPark frameworks to develop proper solutions and get buy-in and acceptance to implement them. Remember to follow up on the solutions. Did they deliver the expected results? If yes, consider pushing for more. If not, analyze why and suggest a different path forward. Collaboration and breaking down silos may seem fluffy to many, especially to finance professionals. However, the structured approaches presented in today's show, and you can find the blog post as well if you want, it's on LinkedIn, will make it tangible and much more straightforward. Soon, collaboration between finance and other functions will flourish, and value creation will be boosted. It will be a trustworthy source of competitive advantage for your company. Wouldn't that be great if finance was a source of competitive advantage? Teeing up the Q&A here, just repeating the two key questions we asked in today's show. How strong is finance collaboration with other functions in your company? If you're listening to the podcast, reflect for yourself. Is it strong? Or could I use some of these processes here to make it even better? Does finance have a seat at the table? Do you get involved in decision-making at the right time? Too often, finance is just asked for confirmation, or at least get involved too late to make a real difference. If you have no clear answers to these questions, we certainly hope that you can use the advice we presented here in today's show to become a much better collaborator. This has been our first real episode of LinkedIn Live. I can see we have 150 people tuning in right now. So truly, a big thank you to all of you. I have a few more comments here from Quay, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, I'm not sure. He says that data architecture is important for both quantitative and qualitative data. Finding a source that understands how to bridge data to outcomes is important for me. Data models need to be architected to pivot depending on stakeholder visualization preferences. I think it's a great point and also showcase the diverse set of skills we need in finance today. If you're in a big company, maybe you have a data science or advanced analytics team even that can do some of the very technical stuff. And then maybe you have a business finance or FP&A team that can translate that technical stuff into a language that business leaders can understand. But if we don't get this under control, and if we're not able to present and communicate it well, forget about it. Go home. You're not making an impact. And Quay here is continuing to say, our job is to identify questions from three levels above the stakeholder audience. Anticipating answers they may be asked is my job. This, in a form, provides a seat at the table. Great advice as well. Not always easy, I would say, but if you can anticipate what questions senior leaders will be asking, you can prepare the answers already and perhaps even answer them up front in your monthly management report or whatever else form of dialogue you have with them. So really, really great. We are coming towards the end. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in today to the first real LinkedIn Live we have done in, at least for my sake, 5 years. My name is Anders Liu Lindberg, and I'm a partner at Business Partnering Institute. We help finance teams elevate the influence they have in their company and become much more business-oriented. Hope to see you again next week when we start our next series called Hacking the Annual Wheel in Finance. You all have annual wheels out there, I'm sure, and it's probably been looking the same for decades. We may not completely revolutionize that annual wheel. We're going to give you some hacks, practical tips to do things smarter, more efficiently, to free up time to actually work on your stakeholders' priorities. So stay tuned for that. Hope to see you again next week. In the meantime, always find me on LinkedIn. Send me a message. Engage with the content. I'm there as your trusted source of insights into trends in finance and accounting. So bye for now, everyone, and see you next time.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.